Proverbs 19:2 says, "Also, that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth." Most of us are familiar with phrases like, "That girl is nosy," or when someone says, "She's sticking her nose where it doesn't belong." Obviously, that means she's being intrusive and meddling. She's out of line and involving herself in matters that do not belong to her. And most of us know what it means when someone says, "That dude has a wandering eye." Or when someone says, "Dude, put your eyes back in your head." That means he's lustily looking at women, and whether married or not, it's not a good thing for a Christian young man to be doing. But how many times have you heard someone say, "That dude has hasty feet"? For some reason, that one just isn't prevalent in American culture, as far as I know. But it basically means that someone runs into situations with little thought and finds himself running into trouble. It's not quite the same thing as saying something like, "That dude is a magnet for trouble." In that case, we're talking about someone who doesn't seem to, you know, run into trouble, but is always finding himself in a mess. Trouble kind of finds him. The idea of someone that hasteth with his feet is that trouble isn't chasing him, but he is always running blindly into trouble. And it's a simple matter of wisdom. If you consider your actions before taking them, then most of the time you'll realize that you're about to make a bad move and you'll stop. But if you have hasty feet and just run into situations without praying and without giving serious consideration, then you're bound to, in the words of Matthew Henry, quote, "miss the mark and take many a false step, which those prevent that consider their ways," end quote. "And he that hasteth with his feet sinneth." It's not just an accident, it's a sin. How many people you know who have hasty feet and they're always running into situations that put themselves and others into trouble, and then they respond by saying, "Well, it's not like I meant to do it. It's not like I meant to cause trouble." Or they'll say, "I didn't cause trouble on purpose." And I've noticed that many people were raised by misguided parents who actually accepted such excuses and never taught their children that there is such a thing as reckless endangerment or negligence. In other words, if you jump in your car and you just start driving without looking where you're going or looking what's around you, and you run over a kid, it's all because you didn't look carefully at what was around you and your surroundings. That, you know, it's not going to exonerate you because you didn't do it on purpose. You could face charges of child endangerment or involuntary vehicular manslaughter, I think is what they call that. I'm not an attorney or officer of the law, but I know of such cases, and I'm pretty sure that these and other charges would all be placed on you for doing such things, even if you say, "I didn't do it on purpose." And this principle of having hasty feet, it goes for running into relationships, taking job offers, making large purchases or large investments, and so forth. The bottom line is that God's people, that's who we're talking to and about here, should have self-awareness. We should be thoughtful. We should pray about things. Ask the Lord to give you insight and clarity and wisdom. And we could say so much more about this sort of thing if we had time, but I want to leave you with something that's helped me through the years. I kind of have a tendency to want to have hasty feet, so I have to slow myself down. And James 1:5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Many times, I wish I'd stopped. Through the years, I don't know if many is the right word, but a number of times where I just wish I had stopped and prayed and asked God's help. Just the act of stopping long enough to talk to the Lord about things will result in much better decision making as you think it through, and then you're helped by the Spirit and Word of God.